My name is Chris Panza. I am a graduate of the Oral History Master of Arts program at Columbia. My interest in oral history, both as a reader of it and a producer of it, goes back to my undergrad days in the early mid 2010s. I was really drawn to oral history through practice, but now most of my work is actually related to working with interviews that already exist and working with archival materials. So I specifically, as of late, have been looking at large oral history collections that are very difficult for any one person to navigate, and trying to organize and analyze them using natural language processing and other kinds of AI to just index the material, and now also to create some user experiences. So yeah, I work lately mostly with sources that have already been produced.
Like, what do you think a library is?
It's a really hard question. Okay, so libraries maybe in North America mean something different than other places, because for me, I think of libraries as one of their big functions, at least in a North American context, is true public space. They're not always, but often they're funded with public funds, and they're places where you don't need to purchase something to exist. They're places where you can take an ESL class, you can have an interest group, you can have a focus group. And so being a public space is really important. And I think part of, I'm not from the United States, and being here and having access to some of these really amazing private libraries is strange to me, because I think I think of libraries as like, oh, this is our public space, because we don't like have like piazzas or anything in, in North America, or places you can just like loiter and linger. So private libraries to me make me think, okay, wait, libraries are actually doing, they're not just spaces, they're like stewarding things and they have other functions. So I think the other thing that I think of when I think of libraries is, and maybe this is more core, is providing access to information. Yeah, providing access to information. And that's maybe why I have a pretty agnostic view toward, like, I don't necessarily distinguish between digital libraries versus physical libraries beyond just that one is also often a really important provider of public space and programming.
What would it look like to treat a digital library as a public space?
So I think a lot of that has to do with design. So there's part of me that wants to give you an answer that is, oh, you know, facilitating, you know, interactions online and like having a blog section. Like, sure. But I think my actual response is that it should feel like it's built for the public. And part of that is connected to what I was saying before about designing things to meet users at their point of access, and not expecting users to try to take on additional learning to just access things. I think it's probably the job of the library to serve the public in that way. That's one thing. What does it look like for a digital library to function as a public space? It's tough, right? Because I guess what I want to think about is what are digital public spaces in general, like even before a library, and then maybe even before that, what are public spaces? I mean, a public space is a space where you can hang out, where you're not necessarily expected to do or buy anything, where you're not being monetized. or unintentionally generating labor or unknowingly generating labor, where you can have chance interactions. I think that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. So maybe in my head, a public space would be like a version of Twitter that's run by Wikimedia group, like mm-hmm. just like something that's not for profit and where people can just kind of like chat. Maybe that's like the most one-to-one like digital public space I can think of. What does it mean for a digital library to function as a public space? I'm not sure that it can. Mm. I'm not sure that it can. Unless you're providing resources for people to convene, here's how it might. So one of the things that is awesome about libraries is community groups. Any group can use the facilities for free, use the technology, I think largely for free, to facilitate conversation, connection, et cetera. It would be awesome for a library, thinking about a library as a public space, to offer those same kinds of things. So, you know, somebody to host your, like, or to help you set up a Zoom thing for your community group, to even, you know, send you equipment to do, this is because I have equipment in front of me. We're doing an oral history interview, so it's super focused, but like send you equipment to like yeah. do digital things. Those are resources that can help facilitate public space online without necessarily centering the library as the producer of all programming. I've like recently finished a work period where I basically worked through every weekend and I was at public libraries, but now even that, though that's done, I find I'm just going to sit, and I can't imagine the library without librarians. Like I'm trying to picture right now, like a self-serve, like, you know, those Amazon grocery stores where you just pick things off the shelves and leave and they bill you. Like a library just can't be like that for me. I just don't know what it would be. An airport at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, wait, okay. So you have been, I think I know what you've been doing in public libraries in terms of work. Like were you working on your thesis?
I was working on my thesis. I was doing work.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing like digital oral history projects.
Yeah. But I'm not necessarily going to the libraries where I'm using the collection. I just
right.
want internet and a space, and I want to be around other people. And yeah, like just like be in a place that's like kept nice. And I didn't realize how much it's funny because when thinking about this interview, I was like, I don't know anything about libraries, but I actually spend maybe like 20% of my week in libraries. How come? Well, this is a really unpopular take in 2023, but I think that unless you have a really large home, not separating your work and living spaces can be really challenging. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I like to leave the house and put work in a separate spot. I also like to be around other people who are also just seem focused, even if it's a leisurely focus and they're focusing on things that have nothing to do with me. Like at the library, I snoop around, I see what people are doing. There are people studying for the GMAT. There are people studying for their driver's learning permit. There are people just kind of like watching movies, but everyone's just kind of in their zone among other people. And I like that. I don't find, at least the libraries that I go to in New York where I live, I don't find that a lot of them have truly social spaces. I've been going mainly to the large library at Bryant Park, the Stavros Niarchos Library across the street. And then I love checking out just some of the smaller branch libraries across the city. And they're all relatively like quiet, like top to bottom. And so I don't really know why I think of libraries as the social space when I'm not really like interacting too much with them as social enterprises, but like, and I'm introverted, but I like just like being around people. And I observe what's happening. Like people are really using the library spaces to convene. I don't know necessarily, maybe even for nefarious purposes sometimes, but people are convening, and I think that's cool.